Hello everybody and welcome back to another spoiler review with me, A Border Prince. Today we're talking about To Speak As One by Guy Haley, which is part of this Summer of Reading from GW. It's something they do every year, releasing like a batch of short stories covering various different subjects. And this is the only one that I am actually interested in. The rest of them, I mean, they're probably fine, but I've got no immediate interest in picking them up. This one, however, is ridiculously important to the lore, to the setting. And Guy Haley is the man who has been entrusted, it seems, with making sense of what the rules department created with the Primaris Space Marines. And he's doing a reasonable job, I have to say. I've got to hand it to him. So the blurb on this is, in the wake of the Great Rift, hope has returned to the Imperium in the form of Ribute Gilliman, the Emperor's son. Yet not all servants of the Emperor wish to answer the Primarch's authority. When Inquisitor Keon Qua, I don't know how to pronounce that, receive an order to transfer an alien prisoner to the custody of Gilliman's ally, the visionary, or possibly heretical, Magus Belisarius Kor, he refuses. But will he stand down when the Tech Priest's forces arrive, ready to take the Xenos by force? Well. I got to tell you, I love this. This was great. This is what I wanted it to be. And it's full of so many little snippets of awesomeness that I am so excited. Belisarius Kor, the great work for that book to come out. I want it so badly. It's got to be so good. I mean, if we look at what the Belisarius Kor one is going to cover, Belisarius Kor, Archmagus Dominus of the Adeptus Mechanicus, is the most brilliant mind alive. For 10,000 years, he has furthered the cause of mankind, working under the aegis of the Emperor and Lord Commander Ribute Gilliman, to prevent the inexorable march of the alien and the traitor. Many call him a heretic, but all must recognise the magnitude of his achievements. For who else but he was entrusted to create a new generation of space marines? Who else but the great Belisarius Kor could even accomplish such a task? In the wake of the Great Rift and the Indomitus Crusade, his ambitions bring him to the long-dead world of Sofa, once home to the scythes of the Emperor, now a barren wasteland devoured by the vile Tyranids. Accompanied by Tetrarch Felix and his elite warriors, it is here that Kor believes the linchpin of his mysterious great work lies. But uncovering it is a near impossible task, one which the Archmagus must overcome, an ancient evil that threatens to extinguish the last hope of humanity. Now, based on that and what this book covers, I mean, yeah, this is a precursor. This is to whet the appetite for it. Now, it says that it's going to be released in March next year. It'll be out sort of via GW or Black Library before then. And I'm hoping to be able to pick one up in November if I do go to the Black Library event. It depends on money, basically. I'm just like, I don't know whether I can afford it. But if I can, I definitely will go and I'll pick this up and read it immediately, because I think this is probably one of the most important books for us, for we lore people who are into the background and the universe. And who think it is ridiculous that dreadnoughts can just have pilots now. You know, us type of people. So the story starts out with an Inquisitor reading out an order he's received from Kor, demanding that he hand over a Xenos, an Eldar prisoner. And what we get then is an amazing back and forth between him and his acolytes. And Guy Haley's just great with this stuff. I mean, I'm so looking forward to it. I can't wait. He's having a back and forth with his retinue, basically covering, you know, what authority does Gilliman have to order us about? We answer to the Emperor only, blah, blah, blah. It's good. I mean, it's finally showing us the internal conflict that would emerge within the Imperium, which we haven't had. Everybody seems to have just accepted the Primaris and the authority of Gilliman. Guy Haley's the only one. And a few others have started to move in this direction. Josh Reynolds and stuff, in the new book Apocalypse that I've been listening to. He's sort of branching into that area as well. Of the obvious conflicting interest between these various power structures within the Imperium, which is what I wanted it to be, but they haven't given us this until now. And only what Guy Haley wrote in Dark Imperium and Devastation of Baal and in Plague War have we even begin to approach this in a sensible way. People would be disturbed by all of this. There would be civil strife and upheaval. And we've started to see that now with the Ecclesiarchy, issues with them arising between them and Gilliman. Gilliman having to disappear planetary governors and high lords and reform the administration and all that sort of stuff. It's good stuff. And this is where we get more of that. And I love it. I love it immediately. So the Inquisitor's like, no, I'm not going to do this. And he has a chat with his personal tech priest, who's part of his retinue, who's part of some... He seems like an interesting character, and I hope there's more of him. He's from some tech, some Forge world that no one really knows about. And he says, Call is a heretic and a blasphemer. He pollutes the Omnisire's work with his meddling. He makes free use of Xenos technology. And, his voice thickened with disgust, he conducts original research. We cannot give him the Aldari. Who knows what perfidious use he will put it to. Brilliant. Perfect. Then we have a moment where he's discussing... the one guy saying, well, you know, he's got the authority of the Primarch, and the Primarch's the Emperor's chosen in this. He's the regent. He's the ruler. And the Inquisitor turns round and says, calls him a usurper. Appointed by whom? We only have his word that the Emperor gave him the role, of course. His right to command the armies of the Imperium and defence and reconquest of the Emperor's domains is indisputable. But command the Inquisition, whose operations he actively worked against? Never. The Primarch's authority in this matter will not stand. The prisoner remains here where he is, imprisoned. It's so good. Ah, oh, brilliant. And the fact that he calls him a usurper, which is kind of what I've been saying, so I'm kind of thinking that maybe Guy Haley has been watching some of our reviews. And if he has, and if you're watching this, Guy, I'm a big fan. Please come and talk to me one day. We'll have a good chat. It'll be fun. Please do. Please. And I think everybody would love that. It'd be great. But yeah, that's just me bigging myself up. It's probably not true. It's probably just because this is exactly what I wanted to see. This is exactly the kind of thing I wanted to see, this internal conflict between the various different power groups in the Imperium. Amazing. We then meet some of Call's people, I guess you'd say. What the Inquisition calls lackeys. Now we have one guy called Alpha Primus, which is an interesting name. I'm sure you'll agree. This guy is, we're told, is thousands of years old. And there is a moment at the end, you're like, no way, what is this? What's going on here? But this guy is he's a Primaris of some description. He basically says that he didn't volunteer for the role. It was forced upon him. He's a psyker. He works for Call. He knows Call well, and he's working with Call's creation, who's the captain of this ship, which we'll get to in a moment. But this Primus character is interesting because of the little snippets we get from him. It basically culminates with him breaking into the space station where they're keeping this prisoner. And it's kind of a ruse on their part. They've asked for this Aldari prisoner, but what they're really after is a prisoner that was still on this abandoned base that the Inquisition have just recently taken over and they're using to hold their Eldar. They're basically tricking the Inquisition into thinking they're after the Eldar, but what they're really after is a forgotten prisoner who is in a cell, and it's a Necron. And by the sounds of it, it sounds like a cryptech. It's got one eye in the center of its head. It's Necron in a casket. And the Primus guy goes for that instead. Now, he's an extremely powerful psychic. He is in Primaris power armor. He has been alive for thousands of years, and he has the name Alpha Primaris. Now, anyone sticking Alpha in the name immediately immediately gets that paleo gland a wiggling. I think you'll agree. And yeah, I'm intrigued about this character. We don't get that much from it. What we do get is one of the Inquisitors' retinue is a supremely powerful psyker that's like a meshing of two souls. And they confront each other at this crypt of this Necron that the Inquisition didn't know was there. This space station had been abandoned for hundreds of years. They meet and they have a little contest. But the psyker, and you think it's the woman at first, but it turns out the psyker is like, I've taken over the body. I can't hold it for long. Please kill me. I am an abomination. I am impure. You're the only person I've ever met who's powerful enough to destroy me. Please destroy me. And you think it's talking to the woman, but it's not actually. There's this alien squid thing attached to her head that she's sort of using to boost her own psychic powers. And it's actually the alien that's taken over his mind. And as he reaches out, and he's like, yeah, okay. And he reaches out and touches it, and he gets these visions of this alien species, homeworld, being exterminated, of the few survivors being enslaved and used as, like, psychic boosters for the Ordo Xenos, I should say. And it's really fascinating. It's quite fascinating. And basically, yeah, he crushes it and pulps it. And then the alien, then the actual female psycho is now weaker. And she's like, well, why have you done this? We both serve the Emperor. And this Alpha Primaris dude, Primus, I should say, Alpha Primus, that's it. He just says to her, as he bolt pistols her, he says, those words ceased to mean anything to me centuries ago. What is going on here? What is going on here? I'm so excited. It's going to be so good. The other character that we meet, who is known to be a lackey, the Inquisition know him to be a lackey of Belisarius Kul, the arch traitor Belisarius Kul, is someone called Quivo 87. Now, from the interactions we get, which are quite funny, between him and Primus and him and the other tech priest types on the ship, it's a nice, entertaining dialogue that we have there. He seems like a really sarky person, and he reminds me, and from what we get in the text, it's kind of hinted at that he's either some kind of clone of Belisarius Kul or something along those lines, much like the computer entity that's on board Gilliman's flagship, which he talks to, which is basically a replica of Kul's mind, which means he can basically speak to Kul because the thing reacts as Kul would do. And Kul says that these things are like machines, but it's obviously hinted at a lot that they're actually AI and self-aware, or they're actually alive. And this Inquisition tech priest is pretty much saying that it's a clone of Kul. And from the way he's interacting and the little asides that he has in conversation, yeah, it sounds like it is, which is, again, fascinating, which also very much pulls me to the, again, it tempts me with that little nugget of thought that I had with, is this Fabius Bile? Is this a Fabius Bile clone that went rogue and named itself Kul? I would love that. That'd be fantastic. But there's lots of little snippets in this, and it's a great little addition to the 40K universe so far. And it's got me so excited for this, the great workbook that's coming out soon. Within the next couple of months, I should be able to get my hands on this and read it. And I think it's going to be quality. It's Guy Haley actually making sense of the universe. And this is a great starter for that. If you haven't read it, I suggest you do. Go and get a hold of it. It cost me £2.50. It's a good buy. It's a good deal. It's quality. It's about 40 pages long, which is reasonable for these short stories. And I'm chuffed with this. This was great. This is exactly what I wanted. I want to see that internal politicking, the rivalry, the suspicion, and a rightful suspicion, because, you know, you've got some kind of super powerful, thousands of years old Primaris Space Marine. You know, the Primaris Space Marines have only been defrosted in the last 100 years, depending on when this is set, right? And this guy's been around for thousands of years. And Kul's got all these clones of himself to one extent or another, knocking around. He has ultimate authority. He's been doing all this mad experimentation. I mean, some people aren't too happy with the Kul character, and I agree. I understand where people are coming from, because he's a bit of a god character, you know, what is it, a Deus Ex, you know, or a bit of a Mary Sue sort of thing. It's that kind of vibe about it. But if done well, I think that's perfectly acceptable. And I think Guy Haley's the man to do it well. It's got a sense of humour to it as well, which I like. Well, I suppose they all have to an extent, but this was funny. This made me laugh. But maybe, again, I'm just overjoyed that I'm finally seeing the kind of thing I want to see. And I am massively suspicious that we are seeing the kind of things I want to see. Even though I don't think anyone else has been mentioning this, like in YouTube videos or reviews and stuff. I think I'm the only one who's arguing for this stuff. And I am arguing for it. And I want more of it. And it's great. It's a great first start to it. And I'm excited. Anyway, I said I would bring this review out. There's not much to say, really. That's pretty much the story. The Inquisition have got an Aldari guy. Kul's guys show up and demand them. They reject it. There's a little scrap. This Primaris super powerful psyker jumps onto the station, and it isn't actually the Eldar guy they're after. It's actually a Necron that was in storage in this hidden part of the space station, and they take him away. And it sounds like a cryptech. So now, for some reason, I don't know why, they've got this Necron dude, and he's being sent back to Kul. And the Inquisition are now furious. So there's going to be all kinds of factionalism. Oh, it's great. It's great. Okay, that's all I've got to say. I got too excited. It's a great read. It was fun to read. I liked it a lot. I highly recommend it. And I'm looking forward to the Belisarius Call novel that this is the precursor to. That's all I've got to say. Sorry if I got a bit excited. This isn't the most in-depth review ever, but this was fun and this was good. You need it. All right, thanks very much for watching, and I'll see you next time. Cheers.